Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You have English Bhagavad Gita. That's the only one. I'll do the Gita. So, ladies and gentlemen, see, we have our translator. Come on up, Nelly. See if we can squeeze everyone in here, the whole lineup here. So, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you very much to this Krishna Consciousness Program. I am traveling all over the world with my wife. This is my wife here. Hold your hand up. Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, Mataji. We are traveling all over the world to spread this Krishna Consciousness Science. We are traveling all over the world to spread this Krishna Consciousness Science. Krishna Consciousness means to know who you are and to be who you are. It is not something artificial that is imposed upon you. It is a system of removing all the artificialities which society has imposed upon you. All we're really teaching you how to do is to be natural. In the highest sense of the word. There are two natures. There is the material nature. And there is the spiritual nature. So is your actual nature, your eternal nature, spiritual or is it material? That is the question. Are you that body? Or are you something that exists beyond that body? We will study one verse in the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 2, text number 13. To try to get an answer to this question. Are we the body or are we not the body? Krishna says, Dehi nosminyata deve kumaram jovanam jara tata dehantara praptir Dirastatranamuhyati. He says, as the embodied soul,
you can read the whole thing because she has translated.
I don't want to read the whole purport right now.
No, but I'm saying you can read the whole verse.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Krishna ütleb, nii nagu kehas viibib hing, kandub üle lapsest noorukisse, noorukist täiskasvanusse ja täiskasvanust vanulisse, kannab ta end peale surma üle teise kehasse. Oma vaimset olemust teadustanud inimene end sellisest muutusest segaduse viia ei lase.
So, we all have an experience that we were little children in the past. Of course, for these two children here, their experience, or three, their experience and the children now. So anyway, that the experience of being a little child is common to all of us. And we can remember experiences we had when we were little children. But the body that most of us, the adults of us have here today, is not the same body that we had when we were little children. Because the chemicals are always changing. With every breath we inhale and every breath we exhale, the chemicals in your body are constantly changing. But the self is the same, because you remember experiences you had when your body was different. So the question is, what is more important, the body or the self? That's the most important question. Is the body more important or is the self more important? The self continues through so many changes of body. But the body is constantly changing, and one day it drops dead and dies. So what do you think is more important, the self within the body or the body? What is more important? Who can say? Would any of our guests like to volunteer an answer? Is the self more important or is the body more important? Anyone like to answer, you know, answer that question? Not everyone is afraid to answer that question. Yes, what do you think? What is the answer?
Both.
Both are important. Which of the two, which is more important? Because the body is temporary, but the soul continues. The self of the soul continues. Just like today you have on a blue shirt, you see. Tomorrow you may wear... Tomorrow you may wear a red shirt. And the day after tomorrow you may wear a white shirt. So, if you are drowning in the river and someone is coming to save you and they think, well, the shirt is just as important as he is, and I can only save one of the... I only have enough time and ability to save either the shirt or the person. And since they are both equally valuable, and saving the shirt is less work than saving the person within the shirt, the lifeguard decides that he will just save the shirt and let you drown. So are you really convinced that the covering of the self and the self are equally important? Somebody else have an opinion? Is the self more important or is the body more important? I appreciate that you've been brave enough to answer. That's very nice. Everybody else is afraid to speak up, but you spoke up. I appreciate that very much. And so now I would like to see if anybody else would like to speak up. Is the body more important or is the self more important? Or are they equally important? Anybody else have an opinion?
Self, of course.
Very good. Thank you very much. Yes, the self is more important. Because the body will drop dead sooner or later. No matter what you do, no matter how nicely you feed it, no matter how nicely you clothe it, no matter how nicely you give it a house to live in, it will drop dead.
Et keha hoolimata, ükskõik kui hästi sa hoolitsed selle eest, kui kenasti sa toidad seda või kenasti sa riietad seda või kui ilus on maja saanud talle elamiseks, ta sureb ikkagi lõpuks.
So, instead of putting all your energy into that which is temporary, why not put more of your energy into that which is eternal, namely the self? Just like if I gave you two, in the bank, I gave you two savings accounts. And I said, I want you to deposit, always deposit money in these savings accounts. You can choose which one you want to deposit in. You must always put your money in one of those two savings accounts. Every time you get a paycheck, you must give 10% of your paycheck into one of those two savings accounts.
Ja ma ütlen, et te peate koguma raha panema ühte nendest kahest hoiukontost. Et ükskõik, kui te saate palka, siis alati peab minema sinna.
One saving account will go on forever.
Üks konto kestab igavesti.
And the other saving account will be closed any day by the bank, and whatever money you have in it, you will lose.
Aga teise konto võib pank iga kell kinni panna ja kogu rahast jääb ilma, mis seal teal on.
Account number one is an eternal account which will never be closed.
Esimene konto on igavene konto, mis ei sulgu kunagi.
And account number two is an account which the bank will close at any time without any warning.
Aga teine konto on konto, mille pank sulgeb ilma hoiatuseta ükskõik millal.
So which savings account will you put your money in? Account number one or account number two?
Kumba kontosse oma raha siis paneksite? Kas esimesse või teise kontosse?
You want to put it in the account that stays open all the time and never will close, or you want to put it in the account which will be closed any day and all your money will be lost?
Et kas te tahate panna raha sellesse kontosse, mis on igavesti lahti, või sellesse, mida võidakse iga kell kinni?
I'll ask you now. You want to put it in the lasting account or the temporary account? Where do you put your money?
Kuhu te paneksite oma raha, kas keskvasse kontosse või ajutisse kontosse?
Esimene, mis on igavene.
In the lasting account.
In the lasting account. Very good, very good. Thank you very much. Yes, that's right. So, whatever energy we put into this body, that energy will ultimately be lost at the time of death. But whatever energy we put into nourishing the self within the body, the spirit, that energy will never be lost. Just like in physics, they have a principle, it is called conservation of energy. So if you will invest your energy on the spiritual platform, it will always be conserved. It will never be lost. So that we would like to teach you how to do. Now we are engaged in serving the temporary body. We eat. We sleep. We have sex. And we defend ourselves. The animals are doing exactly the same thing. It is said that man is a rational animal. So what is the rationality which separates man from the animals?
Mis siis on see arukus, mis eristab inimest loomast?
Is it that he can simply eat, sleep, have sex and defend himself in a more polished way than the animals?
Kas seisneb selles, et inimene suudab süüa, magada, seksida, mis kaitsta lihtsalt natuke kenamal moel kui loom?
Or is it that he understands a higher purpose to existence than simply eating, sleeping, mating and defending?
Või on vahe selles, et inimene mõistab, et tema eksistentsi on mingi olulisem tähendus, kui lihtsalt süüa, magada, seksida ja ennast kaitsta?
Who would like to answer that question?
Kes tahaks vastata sellele küsimusele?
Does everyone understand the question?
Kas kõik see küsimusest aru?
Does anybody not understand the question? Is anybody listening to me? Are you tuned in? Or is your mind going somewhere else? Looping the loop around the Milky Way. The Milky Way? You don't know in outer space? Yes. So, no one can answer that question? I will ask the question again. Try to hear carefully and understand. Does the rationality, it's said that man is a rational animal. So rationality, what is the meaning of rationality for a human being? Is it simply to eat, sleep, mate, and defend in a more sophisticated way than the animals? Or is it to realize a higher purpose in existence than eating, sleeping, mating, and defending? Do you understand what the question is?
Yes.
All right. Does anybody not understand what the question is? Does anybody like to answer what they think is, what do you think? Is rationality meant to, for understanding a purpose beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, or is rationality meant to just, have a higher standard of eating, sleeping, mating, defending? Or maybe you think it's both. What do you think?
The point of rationality is in understanding these four things. Animals can't do that. And I think that's
it's understanding
the four things.
Yeah. How to cook, instead of eating raw food, how to cook it. Oh, how to go beyond it?
I mean, a human can has conscious to realize that he is eating, can sleeping, and can sex, and animals can't understand this. They just follow by their instincts.
Vastus on selles, et inimene saab aru, et ta tegeleb nende asjadega, aga loom lihtsalt teeb seda oma instinktidest.
What is he saying?
The human being understands that he is eating, sleeping, mating, but the animal just does it because of his instincts.
The animal doesn't know that he's eating?
Yeah, he's just doing it.
I can't see.
Yes. Well, if you try to take his food away, he won't like it. That's a fact. He has some conception of what he's doing, otherwise he wouldn't. Otherwise, you could take his food away, he wouldn't even think anything about it. And so, that is one. I appreciate very much that you were brave enough to answer the question. I thank you very much for that. So, this gentleman has given his opinion that human life is different from animal life, and that the animal eats, sleeps, mates, and defends without really realizing that he's eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the human being realizes I am eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and that way he's different from the animal. I thank you very much for the answer.
Inimene erineb loomast sellepärast, et tema saab aru, et ta tegeleb söömise, magamise, soo jätkamise ja enda kaitsmisega, aga loom ei saa sellest aru, ta lihtsalt teeb seda.
So does anybody else have an answer? What is the difference of rationality between a human being and an animal? Anybody else have an answer for that?
Mis on siis
inimene oskab mõelda tulevikule, aga loomad seda ei oskab aru.
The human beings can think about future, but the animals can't.
Yes, that's very good. The human being can think of the future.
See on väga hea vastus.
On one level, that's why the animal will just take as much food as he can eat right then and there, but the human being, if he can, he'll store food for the winter. Of course, the squirrels also do, but generally the animal, they will just take what they need at that very minute.
talletada, aga enamus loomi lihtsalt sööb nii palju kui neil vaja on.
But a human being, he will bring one, if he can, he'll bring one truck and he'll take a whole truck full of food and store it in his garage.
Aga kui inimene saab, siis ta võtab terve autode ja soitu ja säilitab seda oma keldris.
So your point is actually very good.
Ja see on väga hea vastus.
The human being has the conception of the future.
Inimesel on konseptsioon tulevikus.
So, future means the human being can even understand that I am going to die.
Inimene saab aru isegi sellest, et ta sureb kunagi.
And he can ponder, is there something beyond death?
Ja ta suudab mõelda, kas on midagi peale surma või?
The animal cannot think like that. The human being will wonder, is there something beyond death or is there not something beyond death? So that is a difference in the rationality of the human being as opposed to an animal. So anyone have any other answers? When it says that man is a rational animal, what is that difference? What other differences does rationality mean besides, you know, understanding that he's doing things and understanding there's a future?
Kas on veel mingeid selliseid võimalusi, miks inimese, mis moodi inimese arukus väljendub võrreldes loomaga? Peale selle, et tal on arusaam tulevikust ja ette mõista, mida ta teeb.
Anyone else have a conception?
Kas keegi soovib veel mida teada?
Väljendab ennast tehnika nagu välja mõtlemiseks, et oma igapäevaseid toimetusi tegevusi kuidagi lihtsustada. Et ta nagu, jah.
Humans, they study things and ask questions. And also they express themselves and make technologies to make things easier for them.
Yes, they have an advanced rationality by which they through technology they can improve their eating, sleeping, mating and offending. That's a fact.
But on siis selline edasarenenud arukus, millega ta saab siis luua tehnoloogiaid, et oma seda söömist, magamist soo jätkamist ja enda kaitsmist parandada.
They can cook with spices and, you know, all kinds of recipes.
Nad oskavad toitu valmisega igasuguste erinevate retseptide ja vürtsidega.
They can make ice cream, you know.
Nad oskavad teha jäätist.
But is there anything else they can do with that rationality besides that that's different from the animal activities of eating, sleeping, mating and defending? That's my question.
Aga küsimus on selles, kas inimene oskab oma arukusega peale hakata midagi, mis on erinev looma tegevustest.
Does everybody understand that the human being can ask things like, why do I exist?
Kas te saate aru, inimene oskab esita küsimust, miks me eksisteerin?
Like today this nice young man, Sima?
Sim.
Sim came to me and Sim asked me, he said, what is the meaning of life?
Näiteks täna see tore noormees siin tuli minu juurde esitas küsimuse. Mis on elu mõte?
You see, the animal, he cannot ask that question.
Loomad ei saa sellist küsimust esitada.
The animal, he will want to know, where is their food?
Loom tahaks teada, kus on toit?
He will want to know, where is there a place to sleep?
Ta tahaks teada, kus magada saab?
He will want to know, where the male dog, he will want to know, where there is a she dog.
Koer... Meesest koer küsib, et kus on naisest koer.
And if you try to take away his bone,
ja kui sa üritad tal konti ära võtta,
his place to sleep,
tema magamiskoha,
and his she dog,
ja tema naisest koer võtad ära,
then he will bite you.
Siis ta hammustab sind.
You see. He will bite you. So, that is the intelligence of a dog.
Et selline on siis koera arukus.
But if you say, my dear dog,
aga kui sa ütled, mu kallis koer.
Let us have one discussion.
Hakkame arutama.
What is the meaning of life?
Mis on elu mõte?
He will go.
Mis ta ütleb?
He doesn't want to talk about the meaning of life, is
he? Ta ei taha elu mõttest rääkida.
He has no interest to talk about the meaning of life. He simply wants to know where there is a place to, where is there a bone? Where is there a she dog? Where is a place to lie down? And if you mess around with me, I'll bite you. That is the rationality of a dog. So we have to understand and ask this question. What is the meaning of life? That is the rationality of a human being. He can ask such questions as, where have I come from? Where am I going? How can I get there? You see, he can ask us questions as, why am I suffering? I don't want to suffer, but yet I'm forced to suffer. Why am I suffering? You see, he can ask those questions. So you understand the difference? The human can ask those questions, the animals do not. When we have one philosophical discussion about how to achieve unlimited happiness through self-realization, many human beings will come to hear. But we have not seen one dog come to hear. Or one cat. Or one monkey. The monkey, he simply wants to know, where is the bananas? He simply wants to know, where are the bananas? So this human life is a very, very special opportunity. In this body, God has given us the brain that can ask philosophical questions as to where I've come from, where I'm going, what is my purpose of existence. So we are requesting you today, kindly use your intelligence to inquire about the absolute truth. To inquire about the meaning and purpose of your existence. We can assure you that if you do so, your life will be simply wonderful. Beyond your wildest dreams. You will taste a happiness which no one else knows. So kindly use your intelligence in this way. Take full advantage of your human existence. You have achieved it after transmigrating through 8,400,000 species of life. Do not throw away this rare opportunity. Does anyone have any questions?
Kas kellelgi on küsimusi?
Aga vaat huvitav on see, et kui inimene on loodud teatud tasandil, ta on võimeline mõtlema, võimeline tegema midagi, aga mis põhjusel on siis näiteks loomad, neil on tead, nad on loodud looja poolt teatud teisel tasandil, ta on madalama tasandil, aga kas on inimesi, kes nagu oskavad sellest mingit järeldust teha või aru saada, miks on loom niimoodi loodud ja miks inimene on siiski noh, kõike nagu mõnda asja juhtiv oled loodud.
I wonder if someone knows why animals are on a specific level and the human beings are on a different level. Why are they created?
Yes.
That?
Yes, I know why.
Mina tean miks.
The animal, it is the law of, it is called the law of karma.
Seda nimetatakse karma seaduseks.
The animals were previously human beings.
Loomad olid samuti enne inimesed.
But they had no interest to understand what is the purpose and meaning of existence. They were human beings who only wanted to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Therefore, they were given a body that would give them better facility for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Just like if the human being wants to mate, he can have sex a few times a day. But the pigeons, they can have sex 50 or 60 times a day. If you want to sleep, how long you can sleep? Maybe 10 or 12 hours and then you can't sleep anymore. You really push it, you know. But a bear, he can sleep for 6 months. If you want to swim in the water, how much you can swim in the water? But if you're a fish, you can swim without any limit. Without having to come up for air. So, if you want to enjoy eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, there are other bodies which will give you more facility for that than a human body. So by nature's way, when you leave this body, you will become an animal. And then after some time, you will come back again to the human form. If as a human being, you inquire, what is the purpose of existence? You find out what is the purpose and meaning of your existence. And you live your life in harmony with the laws of God. Then you will go to the spiritual world, where life is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. You will not take birth again in this material world, either as a human being or as an animal. So the animals have taken that body because as human beings, they were not interested to know the purpose of life. They were simply interested in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That was a very good question. I thank you very much for that nice question. Have you understood the answer? Very good.
Mitte täielikult, aga loodan, et sain. Aga mitte päris, ma ei ole nii tark.
I hope I did, but I'm not so intelligent. I don't know if I did.
If you hear with an open heart,
kui te kuulete, avatud südamega,
God will give you intelligence.
Siis Jumal annab teile arukust.
So you just keep hearing with an open heart.
Nii et palun jätkake avatud mõistusega kuulamist.
Questions more?
Kes me siis oleme vaimses maailmas, kui me satume sinna?
When we go back to the spiritual kingdom, who are we there?
In the spiritual kingdom, there are 5 different relationships with God, with Krishna.
Vaimses maailmas on Jumalaga viis erinevad liiki suhteid.
Shantaraj, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhurya Ras. You can serve God in neutrality, in servitorship, in friendship, in parental mood, or in conjugal mood.
Et te võite Jumala teenida vaimses maailmas kui teener, kui sõber, kui vanemlikes suhetes, kui Jumala ema või isa, siis kui Jumala armastatu ja
neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, and conjugal.
What was the first one?
It's called neutrality. And the last one is conjugal. Yeah. So there's five different types of relationships with God in the spiritual world. And you have one of those. You have a certain nature, which is your eternal nature. It is called Svarup. That nature will be revealed to you when you return to God's kingdom.
Ja kui te lähete tagasi Jumala kuningriiki, siis teile avaldatakse teie sisemine loomus, ehk Svarupa, ehk teie see suhe Jumalaga.
Once you return to that kingdom, your natural inclination to serve God in a certain way will become it'll be fully manifested that time.
Kui te lähete sinna, siis avaldub täielikult teie selline loomulik kaldudus mingil moel suhelda Jumalaga.
So all you have to do now is fully surrender yourself to Krishna.
See, mis te praegu peate tegema, on täielikult ennast alistada Krishnale.
And through the process of that complete surrender at his lotus feet.
Ja läbi selle Krishna teaduse protsessi täielikult siis nagu alistada ennast Krishna lotus jalgadele.
He will eventually reveal to you your actual eternal spiritual identity.
Aja jooksul ta avaldab teile täielikult teie vaimse identiteedi.
Far, far beyond this temporary material body.
Mis on väga erinev sellest materiaalsest kehast.
And then all you have to do is take up that eternal identity and serve Krishna in that way eternally in the spiritual world.
Et sellisel moel te peate siis vastu võtma selle identiteedi, igavese vaimse identiteedi ja teenima sellel moel Krishna.
You don't have to worry about paying your rent.
Te ei pea muretsema oma üüri maksmise pärast.
You don't have to worry about getting old or going deaf and having to wear hearing aids. There's no anxiety. Life is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You chant with purity in your heart, then that day will come when you will see Krishna face to face. Just like you can see, you're looking and seeing me today face to face. That day will come when you can see Krishna face to face. You simply have to keep chanting on your japa mala. You follow our principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Follow the instructions that Prabhupada is giving in these books.
Te peate lihtsalt kordama Hare Krishna mantrat ja järgima nelja reguleeritud printsiipi, mis on siis, et ei tohi süüa liha.
As a member of the ISKCON spiritual family.
Ja te ei tohi tegeleda hasartmängudega, te ei tohi võtta uimastavad aineid ja tegeleda ebaseadusliku seksuaaleluga, ning te peate lugema siis Prabhupada raamatuid.
And you will achieve complete total spiritual perfection.
Ja järgides tema juhendusi, siis saavutate selle täieliku vaimse täiuse.
I absolutely guarantee it.
Ma absoluutselt garanteerin seda.
Or I will give you 10,000 euros cash.
Kui ma annan sulle 10,000 eurot sulle raha.
Questions more?
Kas sa võid küsimusi?
Yeah. She had the hand up back here.
Kristina siis küsis.
You didn't raise your hand. She had her hand up. You have to raise your hand up. Yes.
Are you afraid of getting old?
Well, I'm already doing it.
And the feeling?
Do I look like I'm afraid? You see, I'm wearing hearing aids. This means old man. Do I look old?
Kas ma näen vana välja?
What do you call old? What age do you call getting old? What age does one become old?
Kui vanalt üks inimene vanaks saab?
Seda ma üldse ei määratle aastatega.
It's not determined by years.
Ah. So then what is it that makes one old? You tell me.
Ütle siis, mis teeb inimese vanaks?
Kui ta ise peab ennast vanaks.
When he himself thinks that he's old.
Ah. Well, then I will never get old.
Siis ma ei saa kunagi vanaks.
Aga milles on siis erinevus, kas, et ütlesite, et taevas ei pea kartma vanadust, eks ole. Samamoodi te ei karda siin maa peal, milles on siis erinevus?
Then what's the difference? You said that in the spiritual kingdom you don't have to fear for getting old.
Hmm.
But here you don't fear for getting old. So what's the difference?
That's because I'm Krishna conscious.
Vahan selles, et ma olen Krishna teadvuses.
You can be Krishna conscious in the spiritual world or you can be Krishna conscious in the material world. There's no difference. If you realize that you're the eternal spirit soul, that you're not your body, then there's no question of getting old. Getting old is only experienced if you think that you are that body. So you must always therefore remember that you are not that body and then you will never get old. And you will never feel that you're getting old. As long as you feel that you're not that body. Questions more?
Kuidas pääseda, kui pääseda sinna teise maailma Krishna juurde, kas on peab olema initsieeritud ehk pühitsedud või kui ei pea pühitsedud, siis milleks initsieeritakse?
Mm-hmm. To get to the spiritual kingdom, is it necessary to be initiated?
So the question is it necessary to be initiated to go back to Godhead? Initiation means that you take one devotee as your guru.
Initiating tähendab seda, et sa võtad ühe pühendunu oma guruks.
And you make a commitment to him that you will chant at least 16 rounds daily.
Ja sa lubad talle, et sa kordad vähemalt 16 ringi Hare Krishna mantrit päevas.
You will follow the four regulative principles.
Sa järgid nelja reguleerivat printsiipi.
And you will obey his instructions.
Ja sa järgid oma juhendusi.
The question is, does one need to have a spiritual master in order to go back to Godhead? I received today in the email a similar question. Someone asked me, they said, is a guru necessary? I explained to that person that in any field of knowledge, in any field of activity,
ja kõigis tegevuste valdkondades,
if one wants to become expert,
kui sa tahad saada ekspertiks,
then you take training from those who are expert.
Siis sa õpid nendel, kes on juba eksperdid.
Just like if you want to learn how to play a guitar,
samamoodi, nagu kui sa tahaksid õppida gitarri mängima,
you find one person who can be your guitar teacher.
Siis sa leiad inimese, kes hakkaks sinu gitarri õpetajaks.
In any field, if you want to become a doctor,
kui sa tahad saada arstiks,
then you go to medical school and you study under a medical professor.
Siis sa lähed meditsiini kooli ja õpid seal siis meditsiini professori käe all.
In every field of knowledge, we take help from learned professors.
Nii et igas eluvaldkonnas me õpime oma eriala ekspertide käest.
So this Krishna consciousness is the most highly advanced knowledge.
See Krishna teadus on väga edasi jõudnud teadus.
So it is natural that if we want to master the science of Krishna consciousness, we will take help from a highly learned professor.
Nii et on väga loomulik, et kui me tahame edasi jõuda selles teadmises, siis me võtame õppust professorilt selles alas.
So initiation simply means you make a commitment to study under a professor.
Nii et initseering tähendabki isenesest, et sa lubad mingile professorile, et sa hakkad õppima temalt.
Just like when you enroll in the university,
näiteks kui sa lähed ülikooli,
you register for the university.
Siis sa registreerid ennast.
You make a solid commitment that I will be the student at this university.
Sa kirjutad alla lepingule, et jah, ma hakkan õppima selles
ülikoolis. I will do whatever duties are asked of me.
Ma teen kõike seda, mida mul palutakse.
To my best ability.
Nii hästi, kui ma suudan.
When you register as a student, that's the agreement you make with the university.
Kui sa registreerid ennast üliõpilaseks, siis see on see kohustus, mille sa võtad.
So initiation simply means you make an agreement with a teacher that you will follow his instructions, that's all.
Ja initseering on samamoodi leping vaimse õpetajaga, et sa hakkad järgima tema juhendusi.
So that sort of commitment actually is necessary if you want to become highly advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Nii et tegelikult on selline lubaduste andmine väga oluline selleks, et saaksid teha arengut Krishna teadvuses.
You do have to connect yourself with a bona fide spiritual master.
Sa pead siduma ennast autoriteetse vaimse õpetajaga.
And you do have to make a solid commitment to follow his instructions. That's a thing.
Ja sa pead andma kindla lubaduse, et sa hakkad järgima tema juhendusi.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
So everyone knows all the answers now.
Nii et nüüd teavad kõik vastuseid.
Or you still have something more to learn?
Või on teil veel midagi õppida?
Any questions? Yes.
Et on kui hingel kui inimesed kutsuvad ennast nimepidi ja arvavad, et nad on see keha, aga kuidas siis hinged on või omavad mingisuguseid nimesid või kuidas nad on kuidas neid eristatakse ja mis moodi vaimsed maailmas
If people here in the material world call themselves by their names and think that they are this body, then how is it in the spiritual world? How do the souls distinguish themselves?
That is a very nice question. Thank you.
That's
very nice. In the spiritual world, the living beings have bodies. And they have names. The difference is their bodies do not get sick, they don't get old, and they don't die.
Erinevus on selles, et nende kehad ei vanane, ei jää haigeks ja ei sure ära.
In the material world, you and your body are two different things.
Materiaalses maailmas, sina ja sinu keha on kaks erinevat asja.
In the spiritual world, you and your body are the same thing.
Aga vaimses maailmas, sina ja sinu keha on üks ja sama.
The spirit soul manifests a spiritual body.
Vaimne hing avaldab vaimse keha.
So there's no difference between the self and the body in the spiritual world. It's the same thing. So if you really want to experience it in full, then we would like to invite you. You go to that spiritual world. And you will see how wonderful it is. That was a very nice question. Thank you very, very much.
Aitäh, see oli väga küsimus.
Another question, aga, yeah.
Aga kust saavad need hinged omale need kehad, et keha just nimelt välimus, kust nad selle saavad, keha välimus?
Mm-hmm. But what about the appearance of the body?
In this world, this material world are compared to the beauty of the bodies in the spiritual world. The bodies we have right now in this material world are very, very ugly. Horribly ugly. When you see those bodies in the spiritual world, you will be absolutely amazed how beautiful they are. They're very, very beautiful. But even though the bodies are so beautiful, nobody is attracted to the bodies. They are attracted to Krishna's body. Because Krishna is the supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead. In the spiritual world, everyone is looking to see Krishna. Even though everyone has beautiful, beautiful bodies, and there are husbands and wives also, they are not very attracted to the beautiful body of their husband or wife.
ei ole nad väga köidetud oma abikaasa ilusesse kehasse.
Everyone is attracted to Krishna.
Kõik on köidetud Krishnast.
That is the spiritual world.
Selline on vaimne maailm.
Questions more?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
You've been sitting very quietly in a very thoughtful way. Do you have any questions?
Yes. About those relations in the spiritual world. The relations.
Relations, yes, that's a very good question.
I want to ask, in this material world, do we feel any influence of our true relations with Krishna?
Can you feel your true relation with Krishna even here in the material world?
Maybe in some transformed way.
Yes.
Can it be here?
Yes, you can begin. That's an excellent question. Thank you very, very much.
Küsimus on selles, et kas siin materiaalses maailmas me võime samuti kogeda seda oma igavest suhet Krishnaga mingil moel?
Krishna is, even though we cannot see him because our eyes are covered right now,
kuigi me ei näe praegu Krishnat, sest meie silmad on kaetud.
Krishna is actually fully present here also.
On Krishna ka siin täielikult avaldunud.
Because everything that exists is an expansion of Krishna's energy.
Sest kõik, mis eksisteerib, on Krishna energia ekspansioon.
Krishna and his energy are one and the same.
Krishna on oma energiaga üks sama.
And at the same time, he is different from his energy.
Ja samas on ta erinev oma energiast.
So he is manifest here in everything. Krishna is appearing in the form of the floor, the sky, the trees, the clouds, the sun, the water, the fruits, everything. Krishna is there. He's appearing in the form of sound vibration also. He appears in the form of his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So especially in the form of his name, he is very, very accessible for you to develop a relationship with him. If you will chant his name with love and devotion, then he accepts that as personal service to him. If you develop a feeling of love for his name, he will reciprocate that love with you. So the answer is that God is fully available for you right now, right here, to develop a personal loving relationship with him, and that relationship will go on growing eternally.
Nii et vastus on, et Krishna on siin ja sa saad temaga arendada suhteid ja need suhted võivad siis edasi minna igavesti.
Deeper and deeper and deeper.
Need võivad minna järjest sügavamaks ja sügavamaks ja läheb.
So, if you are interested in having some nice relationships,
nii et kui sa oled huvitatud headest suhetest Krishnaga,
then we encourage you to include Krishna within your circle of relationships.
Me soovitame sul lisada Krishna oma suhtes ringkonda.
If you do so, you will find out in due course of time,
kui seda teed, siis aja jooksul saad sa teada,
that Krishna is your best friend.
Et Krishna on su parim sõber.
Because he's giving you everything at every minute.
Sest ta annab sulle kõik igal hetkel.
Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna ütleb Bhagavad Gita,
Suhridam Sabhabhutanam, I am the best friend of all living beings. So yes, you can definitely have a relationship with Krishna. In fact, he is sitting in your heart right now, just waiting for you to develop a relationship with him. He's been waiting in your heart for millions of lifetimes. When that moment will come, when you will begin re-establish your lost relationship with him, I say it like that because originally you had a very intimate relationship with him.
Ma ütlen nii, sellepärast, et algselt sul oligi väga, väga lähedane suhe Krishnaga.
But out of curiosity, or out of foolishness, or out of rascal mentality, you thought, why should I serve him and love him? Why not try to imitate him?
Aga kas uudisimust või siis sellest halvast halvast mõtetest sa hakkasid mõtlema, et mis sa peaksin teda armastama, et äkki ma saan ise hakkama.
He gave you full facility to try that other program, plan B.
Samuti Krishna andis sulle kõik võimalused, et sa saaksid järgi proovida selle teise plaani, plan B.
So you've been trying plan B for millions of lifetimes.
Nüüd sa oled proovinud seda plan B juba miljoneid elusid.
It's like having a television set with two channels.
See on nagu sul oleks telekas kahe kanaliga.
There's the Krishna channel.
On Krishna kanal.
And there's the Maya channel.
Ja Maya kanal.
So now you're watching the Maya channel.
Praegu sa vaatad seda Maya kanal.
And if you're tired of the programming,
ja kui sul on sellest programmist põrinud,
we encourage you to flip the channel to Krishna.
Siis me soovitame sul vahetada programmi ja vaadata Krishna kanalit.
And see if you like the program better.
Ja vaata, kas see meeldib sulle rohkem.
You can always flip it back to Maya if you want.
Kui sa tahad, sa võid alati Mayatele vaadata.
But we encourage you to tune into Krishna long enough to get an idea of what's going on in this channel.
Me soovitame sul vaadata seda Krishna kanalit nii kaua, kuni sa saad aru, mis seal toimub.
Because if you can do so, we can guarantee you, you won't want to flip the channel back. Once you realize how fantastic this channel is, you won't want to flip the channel back to Maya.
Sest kui sa oled mõistnud, mis on Krishna, siis sa ei taha enam kunagi seda kanalit tagasi vahetada.
But it happened once.
It happened once already.
Yes. So now we will teach you how to keep the channel always on Krishna. We will teach you how to do that. You may have gotten a sneak preview by Krishna's grace, you see. But now we will teach you how to always stay fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Nüüd me õpetame siis, kuidas alati keskenduda Krishna teadusele.
Why only have a little taste of spiritual enlightenment?
Miks ainult natuke maitse seda valgustumist?
When you can experience it at every minute.
Kui sa võid kogeda seda õndsust igal hetkel.
Whether you're at home.
Ükskõik, kas sa oled kodus.
Whether you're at the temple.
Või templis.
Whether you're at work.
Või tööl.
Whether you're at school.
Kas sa oled koolis.
Whether you're at the grocery store.
Või toidu poes.
Whether you're at the doctor's office.
Kas sa oled arsti juures.
In all times.
Kogu aeg.
All places,
kõikides kohtades,
in all circumstances,
igas olukorras,
we will teach you how to always stay in a state of spiritual enlightenment.
Me õpetame teile, kuidas olla alati
without any drugs,
ilma mingite narkootikumite,
nothing artificial,
ei ole midagi kunstlikku.
The original awakening of your dormant, the awakening, I mean to say, of your original dormant enlightened consciousness.
Me lihtsalt äratame teie igavese vaimse teaduse.
This knowledge is worth millions of dollars.
See teadmine on väärt miljoneid dollareid.
But we are giving it to you free of charge.
Meie anname selle teile tasuta.
Because our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada,
sest meie vaimne õpetaja, Srila Prabhupada,
he gave it to us free of charge.
Tema andis meile selle samuti tasuta.
So therefore we are giving it also. Why we should charge you money?
Miks meie peaksime raha küsima?
When we got it for free?
Meie saame selle tasuta.
So we are giving it to you for free.
Nii et me anname teile kaotasutse.
Questions more?
Kas on veel küsimus?
Et meie kui maised inimesed, kas see ei ole ebaaus, et osa maailmast jääb siis nagu ilma sellest teadmisest? Meie kui füüsilised inimesed. Et kas me ei peakski kannatama? Kas meie eesmärk ei olegi maa peal kannatada hoopis, mitte saada valgustatud?
Isn't it our real purpose on this earth to suffer?
In this material world, as we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes and no.
Yeah, yeah, you must.
And I'll tell you why I say that. This material world can be a place of suffering. Or it can be a place of spiritual bliss. That is up to you. Just like a prison can be a place of suffering, or it can be a place where the criminal is reformed and actually improves his life.
võib olla kannatuste paik või koht, kus vang parandab ennast.
So the fact is that God has placed us here.
Need fakt, et Jumal on meid siia asetanud.
Actually, we have placed ourselves here.
Tegelikult oleme me ise siia tulnud.
By our desire to enjoy separately from God.
Soovides nautida eraldi Jumalast.
But it actually is not possible to enjoy separately from God.
Kuid tegelikult ei ole võimalik nautida Jumalast eraldi.
That's why we're suffering.
Sellepärast me kannatamegi.
Just like a fish, if you take him out of the water, he must suffer.
Nagu kala, kui sa võtad ta veest välja, siis ta kindlasti kannatab.
Why?
Miks?
Because he's not in his natural environment.
Sest ta ei ole oma loomulikus keskkonnas.
So this material world is a place of suffering because it is not our natural environment.
Seepärast see materiaalne maailm on kannatuste koht, sest see ei ole meie loomulik keskkond.
Your actual nature is you're eternal.
Sinu tegelik loomus on
you're full of bliss.
Selle täis õndsust.
You're full of knowledge.
Selle täis teadmisi.
But this material body that now you think is you is temporary.
Aga see materiaalne keha, kelleks sa
praegu full of,
on
full of ignorance.
See on täis teadmatust.
It's full of misery.
Ja täis kannatusi.
So of course you're going to suffer if you think that you are that body.
Et loomulikult sa kannatad, kui sa arvad, et sa oled see keha.
But if you realize that actually I'm an eternal spiritual being.
Aga kui sa mõisad, et tegelikult olen ma igavene vaimne olen.
And I simply, my only duty is actually to serve God, Krishna. As soon as you think that way, you're completely, and you absorb yourself in that consciousness, then you're completely free from suffering. So you can be in this material world and be completely, totally happy and completely free from suffering.
Nii et te võite samal ajal olla selles materiaalses maailmas ja samal ajal täiesti vaba kannatustest.
If you are purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Kui te olete puhtalt süvenenud Krishna teaduses.
So we want to teach you how to do that.
Nii et me soovime teile õpetada, kuidas seda teha.
Because we do not like to see that you are suffering.
Sest meile ei meeldi näha, et te kannatate.
Srila Prabhupada has taught us how we can be free of suffering.
Prabhupada on meile õpetanud, kuidas me võime vabaneda kannatustest.
And now we want to teach you also how you can become free from suffering.
Ja nüüd me tahame teile samuti õpetada, kuidas sellest vabaneda.
If you are willing to learn.
Kui te soovite õppida.
We do not want to force it on you.
Me ei taha seda teile peale suruda.
Because that would not, you wouldn't be benefited.
Sest siis te ei saaks sellest mingit kasu.
But if you actually are eager to learn.
Aga kui te tõesti olete innukad õppima.
Then we are willing to dedicate our entire lives to teaching you how to do this.
Meie oleme valmis pühendama koguma elu selleks, et teid õpetada.
Krishna consciousness process.
Õpetada teile Krishna teaduse protsessi.
We don't charge any money. We this is our love for you.
Me ei küsi sellest raha. See on lihtsalt meie armastus teie vastu.
We want to teach you how to become completely free from all suffering.
Me tahame õpetada, kuidas täielikult vabaneda kõigist kannatustest.
Would you like to learn?
Kas sa tahaksid õppida?
Very good.
Väga hea.
So you've come to the right place.
Sa oled tulnud õigesse kohta.
So are there any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
Many of you have sat and heard very nicely today, but you haven't asked questions yet. Many of you have asked wonderful questions.
Paljud on esitanud imelisi küsimusi.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you have asked wonderful questions here today.
Seitse inimest on esitanud.
Seven of you. Now, what about the others who haven't asked questions yet? Why not jump in and also be one of the people, because maybe seven or eight of you have asked questions today. So actually it's almost half of you have asked questions now, maybe more than half. Now what about the other half of you who didn't ask questions? Now is your chance. Don't be shy, you can feel free. We're all friends here, we love you, so don't worry, we're going to make fun of you. We just feel free to ask your question.
Ärge muretsega, et me heidame nalja teile. Palun küsida.
Kas Jumal lõi inimese või lõi ta selle sütti ühe sõnaga? Mis on Krishna teaduse järgi peaks nagu sellest, milli valika siis nii-öelda inimeseni.
Evolutsioon, jah.
Jah.
Did the God create human being or did he create the evolutionary cycle?
Actually, everything is God's creation.
Tegelikult on kõik Jumala loome.
According to Vedic scriptures,
vastavalt vedalikele pühakirjadele,
the original creature in this material world
oli selle materiaalse maailma algne olend,
was a highly intelligent superhuman being.
Ta oli väga arukas üliinimene.
Human beings did not gradually evolve from the ape.
Inimesed ei ole ahvist arenenud järk-järgult.
Darwin may have been an ape.
Võib-olla Darwin oli ahv.
But the original creature within this material world is a highly intelligent superhuman being.
On väga arukas inimene.
He is called a demigod.
Teda nimetatakse poolimaras.
His name is Lord Brahma.
Tema nimi on Jumal Brahma.
And he was empowered by Krishna.
Ja ta sai oma jõu Krishnat.
To create all the planets.
Et ta looks kõik planeedid.
And all the different species of life.
Ja kõik erinevad eluliigid.
So the human beings did not gradually evolve. That's not true.
Nii et see ei ole tõsi, et inimesed arenesid.
However, there is an evolutionary process.
Kuid on olemas evolutsiooni protsess.
Which does take place as you go from birth to birth to birth.
Mis toimub siis, kui sa lähed kehast kehasse järjest.
You do evolve from a lower species to a higher species.
Sa arenet niimoodi madalamatest liikidest kõrgematesse liikidesse.
Through the cycle of birth and death.
Läbi sünni ja surma tsükli.
You're born in a lower species.
Sa sünnid madalamas liigis.
When that life is finished, then you come to the next higher species.
Kui see elu lõpeb, siis sa sünnid kõrgemas eluliigis.
And when that life is finished, then you come to the next higher species.
Ja kui see elu lõpeb, siis sa sünnid jälle kõrgemas eluliigis.
This way you gradually evolve to be a human being.
Sellisel moel sa järjest arenad, kui sa jõuad inimese kehasse.
What's the different selle, mis on siis vahet sellel Darwini teoorial ja sellel evolutsiooni teoorial? Ma ei näe mingit vahet.
I don't see any difference between
the difference is in Vedic evolution the forms, the species are already there from the very beginning. All of them are already there.
Vahe on selles, et vedaliku teooria järgi on kõik liigid juba olemas algusest peale.
The species were all created at the beginning of the universe.
Nad kõik loodi universumi alguses.
Darwin says they came gradually out.
Darwin ütleb, et nad tekisid järk-järgult, arenesid järk-järgult.
The Vedas say they came out all at one time.
Aga Vedad ütleb, et nad tekisid korraga, kõik tekisid.
That's the difference.
Aga see on
siis sellega, et see hing. Mis on point? Point selles hing läheb järgmise kehasse, aga see kõik olemas. Miks? But why does the soul travel to the next species?
The soul is transmigrating in the lower species.
See hing läheb kõrgemale madalamatest liikides.
As he is burning off the past sinful reactions that he committed when he was a human being.
Vastavalt sellele, kuidas ta põletab ära need karmalised reaktsioonid, mis ta sai, kui ta oli inimene.
It is a punishment.
See on karistus.
And he gradually comes, because he was very sinful, he's put into a highly unconscious state of existence.
Kuna ta on väga patune, siis ta on asetatud väga madalamas teadusseisundisse.
In a lower species, like a slug.
Ta pannakse väga madala looma kehasse nagu näikes näiteks.
That is a punishment by nature.
See on looduse seaduse karistus.
And then he gradually comes to a more conscious position, more conscious, and finally human being.
Ja siis ta järjest saavutab rohkem teadust ja teadust, kuni ta jõuab tagasi inimese kehasse.
Aga kuidas oli siis alguses? Kas kes oli kasvanud ja keda siis nagu taandati?
But what was there in the beginning? Who was sinful and who was then the slug? And who is the human being?
Actually, your first birth, Prabhupada explains that the first birth you take here in this material world, you become, your first birth is a demigod. You become Brahma in your first birth.
Et et esimeses sünnis oled sa poolimad rahmaad.
You start off as a superhuman.
Sa alustad kui üli inimene.
And if you utilize that life very properly,
ja kui sa kasutad seda elu väga õigesti,
then you go back to the spiritual world.
Siis sa lähed tagasi vaimsesse maailma.
But if you abuse that highly advanced position,
aga kui sa kasutad ära seda kõrget positsiooni,
then according to the severity of your sinful activities,
siis vastavalt sinu paduste tegude tugevusele,
you are put into a particular lower species of life,
pannakse sind vastavalt siis sellesse madalamasse kehasse,
so that you can burn off the reactions to the sins,
et sa võiksid siis ära põletada need reaktsioonid, paduste tegude reaktsioonid,
you committed when you were a human being,
mida sa sooritasid, kui sa olid inimene.
Kas siis loodi kõik need madalamad elusolendid sel hetkel, kui oli piisavalt patusesi?
Were the lower species then created when there were enough sinful you know beings, so that there would be a need?
What a moment.
Just like in a prison,
nagu vangis,
there's so many varieties of cells.
On nii palju erinevaid koonde.
For the very sinful prisoners is a very very uncomfortable cell.
Väga patustele vangidele on väga ebamugav kong.
For the sinners, the prisoners who are more well behaved, they have a nicer cell.
Kui vangid hakkavad paremini käituma, siis nad saavad edasi paremasse kongi.
And if you're very very well behaved, they have a very very nice cell for you.
Ja kui sa väga hästi käitud, siis oled väga kenasse kongi.
So all these cells are there because there's different varieties of prisoners according to the how well behaved they are.
Nii et on olemas kõik need erinevad kongid, sest on palju erinevad vange.
Aga ikkagi, et kui igas elus olendis on hing, siis mille on nad loodi, kui ei olnud veel patti nii-öelda?
Et see on maailmas. Hing on igav.
Nii.
So, the souls created them?
Ei, mitte hing, aga elus olendid.
The souls were never...
Me olemegi hingad.
When the souls created?
Ma proovin seletada.
No, seletada.
Et kui ülejäänud elus olendid inimestest erinevad, on kõik madalamad ja on kõik karistuseks nii-öelda. Et siis, mis hetkel need nagu loodi? Et noh, ikkagi minu küsimus, kas nad loodi siis sel hetkel, kui oli piisavalt nii-öelda patuseid, et kellele siis luua need tingimused?
So first there were only humans when they came here. But when were the lower species created? Was it when there were enough sinful people, or?
Yes, the lower species are there to facilitate those who are sinful.
Ja madalamad liigid on selleks, et oleks nendel patustel kuhu minna.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna ütleb Bhagavad Gita,
the intricacies of action are very difficult to understand.
Et tegevuste keerukus on väga raske mõista.
So it is not easy to understand all the details of this knowledge.
Nii et väga raske mõista kõiki detaile sellest teadmisest.
The most important thing to understand is right now I'm in this bodily consciousness.
Oluline on mõista, et praegu ma olen sellest kehalisest teadmisest.
How can I get out?
Kuidas ma saan välja pääseda?
Of the prison.
Kui vang.
You can take whatever knowledge is available to learn about the prison. That's very nice.
Sa võid võtta kõik teadmised, mis on teada selle vangla kohta.
And that's very good. We will tell you as much as possible about the prison and how it operates.
Ja see on väga hea. Me räägime sulle kõiki detaile selle vangla kohta, kuidas see toimib.
But the most important thing is how to get out of the prison.
Aga kõige olulisem see, kuidas sa välja saad.
I agree.
Ma olen nõus.
So are you chanting regularly the Japa mala?
Yes.
So you're a prisoner.
Vang.
And we are telling you how you can get out of prison.
Ja meie ütleme, kuidas sa saab välja pääseda.
But you're attached to yourself.
Sa oled kinni endast.
The thing is very nice.
Yes, there's something.
Yes.
I think that same thing, getting old and feel, tähendab, et see on sama asi, et mis ma olen küsimus, et inimene on vaja kõikule tunne meiast vanana ja ta on vanud kõikule tunne meiast vanana.
I think it's the same thing. I'm a prisoner when I feel like one.
Hmm. Yes, but your body is getting old and it will die someday.
Aga vahend selles, et sinu keha vananeb ja sureb.
Even though you may feel that it will not die, it will.
Isegi kui sa tunned, et sa ei sure, ikkagi sureb.
So are you prepared to exist on another plane of existence beyond your body? Do you even know how to function on the other plane of existence? You're enjoying yourself right now in this body, and that's we're very happy that you're happy. We're glad. But are you prepared to function on that plane beyond this temporary body? That is the question.
Aga küsimus on, kas sa oled valmis eksisteerima tollel tasandel, mis on pärast seda keha?
We are prepared to teach you how to do that.
Me õpetame, kuidas seda teha.
And it will benefit you greatly.
Ja see annab sulle suurt kasu.
Without that knowledge, you will be in difficulty at the time of death.
Ilma nende teadmisteta oled sa suurtes raskustes surma hetkel.
That's a fact.
See on fakt.
So we want to serve you.
Nii et me sooviks sind teenida.
Questions more?
Kas sa veel küsimus?
On saanud, võibolla see küsimus ei tohi, mis küsimus ei tohi võibolla üldse mõttes lasta, aga kuidas on seostatud niisugune nagu piiblitõde, et Jumal, et inimkonda patus päästa, saatis tähendab oma poja siia teise ühe inimese kaudu maailmasse. Kas see on Krishna teadvuses või teaduses ka olemas või on ainult teatud usundis, teatud piibli nii-öelda teema? See on, kas Krishna, nagu öeldakse, kas Krishna on kõige kõrgem ja kas see Jumal, kes lõi ainult taeva ja maa, nagu piibel räägib, kas neid niisugused seoseid kuidagi võib ka üldse arvesse tulla või mõttesse tulla?
Mm-hmm. In the Bible, there has been mentioned that to repay all the sinful activities the human beings did, God sent His Son take all of that.
Yes, yes.
So, is it Krishna who did it, or
yes, Krishna is God the Father.
Yeah, Krishna on see isa, see Jumal.
Tähendab siis sellega, tähendab Jeesus Kristus, kui tähendab inimeste patus pääs ja on siis tõeliselt, tähendab, nii et noh, öeldakse arvestatav, mitte et ta on lihtsalt välja mõeldis kellegi usundi või kellegi usundi nii-ütelda looja poolt.
So Jesus Christ was real in the concept of Krishna's science.
Yeah, he's a pure devotee of Krishna.
Ja Jeesus on Krishna puhast pühendunud.
Questions more?
Kas on veel küsimus?
Yes.
So, if Jesus takes our sin, so should we go on doing
it? Yes, that we should not do that.
Küsimus on, et kui Jeesus võiks meie patud ära, kas me peaksime siis jätkama patustamist?
It is said that Jesus takes the sins. He suffers on account of our sins.
Öeldakse, et Jeesus on kannatanud meie pattude eest.
So if we actually love Jesus, why we would want him to suffer unnecessarily?
Aga kui me armastame Jeesust, miks me siis tahame, et ta põhjuseta kannataks?
Therefore we must stop sinning.
Seepärast me peame lõpetama patustamise.
If we actually love Jesus, we will stop sinning. Sin no more.
Kui me armastame Jeesust, siis me lõpetame patustamise.
But I say I love Jesus and I will go on sinning because no problem, he will suffer for all of my sins. That is not love of Jesus.
See ei ole Jeesus armastus.
That is
see on
love of sin.
Patu armastus.
You stay a little longer, we're having a nice dinner.
He will be back.
Okay. Any questions more?
Et piibel vist ei räägi midagi sellest, et liha ei tohiks süüa.
The Bible doesn't say that it's forbidden to eat meat, does it?
No, but the Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Piibel ütleb, et sa ei tohi tappa.
So if you want to, if a Christian wants to eat meat, then they have to eat an animal that died naturally.
Nii et kui sa tahad liha süüa, siis sa pead piibli järgi sööma liha, seda looma, kes suri loomulikul moel.
If an animal dies naturally, the Christian, he can eat.
Kui loom sureb ise, siis Krishna võib seda liha süüa.
But he cannot kill the animal.
Aga ta ei tohi seda looma ise ära tappa.
Or pay someone else to kill the animal.
Ega maksta kellelegi teisele selle tapmise eest.
Like McDonald's.
Nagu McDonald's.
Aga muna.
A Christian, a true Christian cannot eat an animal that was slaughtered in a slaughterhouse. He cannot do that. That's not a Christian. Christ would never condone that.
What about eggs?
You like eggs?
No, he asked.
Oh. In this Krishna consciousness science, we first offer the Lord everything that we eat. Just like if you have a friend coming over for dinner on his birthday, then you will cook for him what he likes, isn't it? So we cook that which Krishna likes to eat.
Nii et me valmistame seda toitu, mis Krishnale meeldib.
Because he is God, we want to cook everything for his pleasure.
Kuna ta on Jumal, siis me tahame seda rahulda vastavalt tema.
And before we eat, we first offer to him.
Ja enne kui me ise sööme, pakume kõigepealt talle toitu.
And he doesn't like eggs.
Munad talle selle maits.
Therefore we don't offer him any eggs.
Sellepärast me talle muna ei pakugi.
And so since we only eat what we offer to Krishna first,
ja kuna me sööme ainult seda, mida me kõigepealt oleme Krishnale pakkunud,
therefore we do not eat any eggs.
Siis meie ka muna ei söö.
Aga kas on, mis selle põhjus on nagu? Selle,
et Krishnale ei maitse.
Ja, kas see on midagi võrdne, midagi seost lihaga või tapmisega? Või
but what's the reason that Krishna doesn't like eggs?
I don't know.
Ma ei tea, mis.
Must not like him for some reason.
Mingi põhjusel ta olla neid ei meeldi.
How do you know?
Kuidas sa tead?
How do we know? From the script, huh?
But the eggs are the semen or the origin of the living being, isn't it?
And the egg actually, whether it's fertilized or unfertilized, it's an undeveloped body actually. It's an embryo.
Tegelikult muna on ju loode.
Would you like to eat an embryo? So I can understand why Krishna doesn't like to eat embryos. I wouldn't want to eat an embryo either. Questions more?
When I came here today, I saw a beautiful rainbow. So I wanted to know if the rainbow was a manifestation of the spiritual world somehow.
Yes.
On good.
The rainbow is a manifestation of Krishna.
Vikerkaar on Krishna avaldumine.
When you see a rainbow,
what does it show?
It shows the transcendental beauty of the spiritual world, a little tiny hint of the transcendental beauty of the spiritual world.
See näitab sulle killukest vaimse maailma ilust.
Ka firma asjad.
What about auroras?
Auras?
No.
Aurora?
Aurora.
On the northern lights?
Yeah.
Do you see them in Estonia?
Yeah, sometimes.
Ah, that is also a manifestation of Krishna.
suurte Krishna manifestatsioon.
Anything that is beautiful or amazing in this world,
kõik, mis selles maailmas on ilusat ja hämmastavat,
it is a manifestation of Krishna.
On Krishna avaldumine.
Shri Radha Damodar ki jai. Shri Shri Gurnitai ki jai. Questions more?
Kas on veel küsimus?
You haven't asked a question yet. Do you have any question? You haven't asked a question yet. Do you have one? You have not asked yet one. You have one?
Mina oleksin veegu tunnus. Mul on kuidagi võib-olla ise enäärisega arenenud kuidagi need kõik, mis on küsimus. Mina oleksin veegi uut. Mina oleksin tunnus. Mul on küsimus, aga seda ma oskab veel avaldada. Kunagi, kui ma saan oma küsimuse valmis, siis ma esitan selle.
Everything that has been said is known to me already. There's nothing new for me. So when I will have a question, I will ask it.
Oh, that's very nice. Do you chant every day on Japa beads?
Kas sa kordad mantrat ennast iga päev?
All right, well, you know it, but you haven't realized it.
Nii et sa tead, aga sa ole veel teadustanud.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel küsimus?
So I think we can end here.
Me võime lõpetada.
We thank you very, very much for your so nicely hearing. We've been going on for quite a while here. Actually, you've been going on for 1.5 hours with this discussion. So we very, very much appreciate your kind attention and so many nice questions you've asked. And we just wish that you may all be blessed on your pathway of spiritual perfection. That you can fully realize that you're not your body. That you're eternal spiritual beings. That you're part and parcel of Krishna. And that you must now fully surrender yourselves at his lotus feet.
Ja palun kõik alistuge tema loodusele.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Suur tänu teile, Krishna.